Hi, and welcome to Not Your Mother's Archie, the Mom and Son Riverdale Review podcast. I'm Jimmy in New York, and with me, as always, is my co-host, resident Archie expert, and mom, Janet in California. Hi, Mom.
Jimmy! I haven't talked to you in such a long time!
Yeah, I think listeners don't know that if we're not reviewing Riverdale, we do not talk.
We really don't.
We have a very strained relationship, and it's only coming together through Riverdale, which is patently untrue.
Because we really don't like each other, but we do it because of Riverdale, because we love Riverdale.
We love Riverdale. Well,
I don't love Riverdale, because, you know, I like my Archie, but in all honesty, everyone knows how much I love my son, so.
Yes. And everyone knows how much I love me. And my mom.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So, Mom, what has been going on? We've been on a hiatus for like 3 weeks. It's been almost a month. What's been going on with you?
Oh my gosh, it's so weird here. It's, you know, guys, everybody, you know I live in California, and it's just amazing, Northern California. And it's like really, really hot one day, and then the next day it's hailing. Like, it's hailing so hard that it's sticking to the ground, and people think it's snowing. And then it's snowing way close near us, and there's all sorts of stuff going on. I always love talking about the weather. I don't know why. But
you do. You love it.
I got to tell you this. This is the funniest story. I don't know if it's funny, but it's funny to me. So the last two podcasts, I was driving places, and I was listening to our podcast on the radio. And this is how I listened to the podcast. I was going to Grandma's. Grandma's house is about an hour and 15 minutes. So I thought, oh, it'll be about an hour of my drive to Grandma's. It took 15 minutes to hear the whole podcast because it was going, hello, my name is Jenny Robertson, and this is Jenny Robertson, and remember. And I thought that we had messed up. I was like, oh my gosh, what did we do? But it was because I had my phone or something on some weird speed.
You can change the speed of the podcast if you want to just like go. Or if you wanted to extend it, you could like make it slower.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
So, listeners out there, if you want to do a 15-minute podcast with us, just go, hello, my name is
Just say that right into your phone.
Yeah, tell Siri. Siri, I want to listen to the podcast, and I want to hear that.
She'll totally know what she's talking about, because she's so good. She's such a good...
Oh, she's horrible.
Speaking of 15-minute episodes, we thought we'd make just a real quick, you know, mini episode, just check in with each other. It has been a while. And Mom, do you remember anything from the show?
I remember that there's these characters called Veronica and Archie and, what was that other one? Oh yeah, Betty. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I remember. I remember a little bit, but not really.
No, I don't remember anything. I imagine that the next episode, it's going to be 45 minutes of previously on Riverdale, and then the last, like, 15 minutes is the episode.
You're right. I don't know. But I have been keeping track a little bit on Twitter. You know, I've been watching, looking at, what do you do with Twitter? You look at your Twitter feed? What do you do?
You look at your Twitter feed.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah. You don't watch or you don't listen to it. It's... You know. But you're on Twitter now again.
Yeah, I've been on Twitter, but I haven't been really posting or anything. But all you people out there, get on Twitter with me.
Do you remember your handle?
I think it's something like G_Ma_Robertson, right?
Yes. Yes.
There's no at.
No, the at goes in the before.
Okay.
At @Gma_Robertson.
Okay. And you're @Jimmy
Underscore
Robertson.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So we're all in this, because we're all in this, like, beautiful line of underscore Robertsons. And
I love it.
And I am really trying hard to get our name, our last name, legally changed to underscore Robertson.
I love it. So, oh my gosh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
And that would be really awesome because, you know, there are so many Robertsons out there. But there's not that many underscore Robertsons.
I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any last name with a, with, like, punctuation in it, save for, like, an apostrophe.
Or a, what are those things that called, in the Spanish language? I don't know what they're called.
Yes, yeah, those two.
You're right.
Yeah, but there's no underscores. There's no quotation marks. We're not the quote-unquote Robertsons.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yes! Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We are actually Robertsons.
But, you know, Dad will just have a fit if we change our name. But too bad. Because Dad is such a... He is all about structure, and it has to be a certain way, you know?
Yes. Yes, he is. So, even though you don't, even though we don't remember really much anything that's happening, is there something that you're looking forward to?
Well, yeah, I am, because I read that, they're going to be in a cabin next
Oh.
And I'm excited about that. I'm excited to look forward to that. I also read, according to the actress who plays it, that what's her name? Oh, see, I can't remember their names now.
The character name?
Yeah. Jason's sister.
Cheryl.
Cheryl is legitimately bisexual.
Cool.
I read that.
Hopefully they put that on the show instead of just, like, liner notes.
Yeah, it was something that she had an interview about and she wrote that. But, what was the question?
Is there anything you're looking forward to in the show, Mom, happening?
I am excited. I'm excited about seeing the dynamics between Hiram and Archie and moving forward in the business.
Oh, right, because he's like a made man now or something. Like he aced the test that they put for him. And so, like, I forgot about that. I forgot about that the agent was working for the Lodges.
Right. And I'm also looking forward to seeing where this relationship develops with Hal and
Penelope?
Yes.
And Cheryl's mom?
Yeah, the Penelope the town whore.
Yeah. You get straight to
really
it, Mom.
I want Betty's mom to get together with...
FP.
FP, that's right, yeah. I was going to say JK, but like in Rowling's, I don't know.
Oh, I would love for that to happen. Get a nice cameo by J.K. Rowling's playing herself, and she falls in love with Mrs. Cooper.
Awesome.
I love it.
So tell me, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to that last one. I'm looking forward to FP and Alice Cooper getting together, and I think that the only I don't care about this, this relationship with Hal and Penelope, but I think the only reason that they're doing it is so that they can, like, cleanly put them, you know, cleanly make it so that FP and Alice can be together. Because if, I don't know, for some reason, I guess it would be okay if, like, Hal left Alice instead of Alice leaving Hal.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, you know, I'm afraid that what they're going to do is, because we've had such a hiatus, that they're going to just say, they're going to forget all about that Black Hood, and we're never going to have any resolve with
Well, if we don't, then we then it's the janitor.
Okay.
Then it's the janitor.
I don't know. I still don't have resolve with that.
No?
Mm-mm.
It's season four, you're still going to be like, where is, what, who's the Black Hood? I want to be done with this nonsense. I haven't seen him in 2.5 seasons, but I want to be done.
I'm going to be like 85 going, where is the Black Hood?
The show will already be over and you'll be like, what happened to the Black Hood?
I want him to bring Nana Rose back and I want to see the twins.
You want to see the twins, yes. I want them to do that old TV trope where a kid who's like 6 goes up the stairs and then like the next episode or next season she comes down and she's 12. So I want like in the next season them to already be like preteens.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. Well, I'm excited about FP. I'm hoping that they'll get together, Betty's mom and FP. And, you know, right now, Jughead and Betty are back together. So that's really exciting that they're back together. We call them Bughead, correct?
We do call them Bughead, yes.
Yeah, I forgot.
I would, like, I just really want them to be dangerous and take risks with, the like, the relationships. And I know, I guess this isn't really, like, that model, but, like, I just want them to be like, you date you now, and you date you, and I'm, like, I'm hooking up with this person, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Even though I want to see none of them actually hook up, because, it's gross. I've been watching, like, any movie now that I watch where, kids kiss, or television show, I'm just like, this is gross.
Well, and I'm especially like, at their age, you're supposed to be, like, sophomores or something.
Right. I'm like, leave room for Jesus. Jesus take the wheel. Leave room for him as he takes the wheel. I guess.
I have no comment.
Alright.
Yeah, but I hope that they do some things. It would really be kind of cool if Archie and Betty kind of snuck out one night and then Hiram found out, and then there would be, like, all this. But I'm telling you, you and I should be writing this. They've got to get better dice over there. I don't know. Those writers.
Okay, well, what would be your... let's write one. Let's write one. What would be your ideal episode of Riverdale?
Oh, gosh. Caught me off guard here. Well, of course, you know, my ideal episode would be flashback to the actual comic book, the way it's supposed to be written. That would be so awesome. They'd be, like, in the 50s, and they'd be, you know, real cutesy and everything.
You want an episode where they, like, have a dream sequence, like, I don't know, Jughead goes into a coma, and then he had that, like, dream sequence, like, last season, where everybody was, like, looked like they used to look, and he had the hat that he used to have, and...
That's what I want. I want it to look like it's the perfect world that Riverdale really is supposed to be in the comics. That would be cool. Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
What about you?
What would happen? What would happen in it, in that episode? It would be a dream sequence. Yeah, so, Black Hood clocks Jughead in the head. He's bleeding profusely. And the last waning moments of his life, he is imagining this ideal episode. So we can, like, merge the two. That would be my favorite. That would be my ideal episode.
Okay, cool. But mine would be not that.
But then in the dream sequence...
Oh, go ahead.
So he gets clocked in the head. He goes into a coma. And then in the coma, he is transported to this perfect world. And it's just...
Okay, that's your episode, right?
45. I'm trying to merge your episode with Riverdale. It's 45 minutes of perfect idealism and everybody shaking hands and eating malteds.
I love it. I love that. That's good. But I'm thinking there's like this atomic... substance. I don't know what it is. Some kind of stuff that's coming into the air. I don't know how it got there, but it shot into the air and it went over like a big cloud over the top of Riverdale, changed all the people until their former selves.
Into a for this no one to change them into new selves. Okay, here's what we do. This is how we integrate it. Sabrina, the teenage witch, comes.
Okay.
In. And just like House of M, where Scarlet Witch in the Marvel Comics changed reality and she made mutants the dominant species, we do okay. that and we have House of A. Sabrina changes reality. We have House of A and it's Archie as we know and love from the comics.
Awesome. And then that would be one episode, correct?
Sure, yeah.
And then she turns it back to the normal life.
Yeah, and she says, I don't know, no more hamburgers. And then it changes back and it like and the population of hamburgers in Riverdale is just drastically reduced. And that's the rest of the season is them just dealing with that hamburger shortage.
When they wake out of their fog, Jughead still has his hamburger sticking out of his mouth because he's been pouring so many hamburgers in him.
But that's the only hamburger that's left, is that half-eaten one.
The last burger that is left. And they're all like, you know, the funny thing is they drink so many malts, but they never talk about lactose intolerant or anything like that.
Nobody's lactose intolerant in Archie, in the House of A. No one. Because that's not perfect.
No one.
No one's lactose intolerant. Everyone has perfect vision. And you eat as much as you want and you stay so, so thin. Is there anything else you would want to add to that?
I think I would probably have to have a little more thought on it. I mean, that was like, woo-woo, really quick. But I liked it.
That's how it's done, Mom.
You're a much better storyteller than I am. What?
That's how it's done. Boom, bing, bang. Time for lunch.
Roll the dice?
Yeah.
Time for a margarita. Let's go. Okay.
I want a malted margarita. A chocolate malted margarita. That sounds disgusting.
I had a margarita the other night that was really good. And they put Grand Marnier in it and it was
Was it chocolatey?
No. It was good.
Well, I think next week is the start of it. We just wanted to check in with everyone and each other before, but I think next week starts the final few episodes of the season. Are you ready, Mom?
Yes, I really am, you know, because it's the only time I have to talk to my son, and but I'm really excited. I'm excited to see them. I'm excited to see what they have up their sleeve. What about you?
Yeah. I'm very excited. I'm ready to get back into it.
Yeah, it's hard, and you have a lull like that for so long. It was just, and as far as I was concerned, it was really boring the Olympics this year. So, I was just wanting to watch Riverdale.
I think that's the perfect quote for Riverdale. The Olympics were boring. I just wanted to watch Riverdale. Janet Robertson. Gma underscore Robertson at
underscore Robertson, yes.
Yes. Okay, well, that wraps it up for us today. Again, we'll see you all next week for the first new episode. And until then, my mom and I might not agree on everything, but there's at least one thing we can agree on. This is not your mother's Archie. Bye, friends.
See you next week!
Okay, yeah, all right. We are off to the races.
Yay! I'm so excited! Okay, here we go.
All right, hold up. Oh, we are not off to the races.